Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Happy Friday morning to you. 9:09 now on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin on Open Line Friday. If you'd like to call into the show, we'd love to hear from you. 673-5890. Tell us what's on your mind. You can text me, as always, at 435-467-5842. Melody Finlinson is here as well. Hi, Melody. How are you?
Good morning. It's going great.
How long have you been at Finlinson now? About 9 years?
Actually, my anniversary is coming up this month.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be nine years this month.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Melody came in. It's a couple of funny things. You're wearing a shirt that says What's the name of the mountain?
Mingus Mountain.
Mingus? Mingus Mountain.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're from Arizona, you might have heard of it, but I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
And you say it's by Jerome, Arizona?
By Jerome, Arizona, and it goes up and over the hill to Prescott, Arizona.
Yeah. So I had heard of Jerome, Idaho. I didn't know there was also a Jerome in Arizona.
Yeah, it's a ghost town.
Oh, okay.
And that's where they had the copper mine. And it was undermined, so a lot of the buildings there are, like, shifting. So the jail was actually up, like, two streets. And because of the undermining, it slid. It still, like, has its walls around it. And now it's like a museum, and you can go and walk around this jail that slid down the hill.
There you go. Mingus Mountain in Jerome, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, Mella walked in, and I said, hey, happy Pi Day. And she's like, no, isn't that on 314? Isn't it? I'm like, yes, today is 314. You're like, oh.
Yeah, it's been a long week with grandkids.
Grandkids living with you for a few days,
yeah,
huh?
I have not looked at the calendar.
That will throw you off your game a little bit, mm-hmm. Yeah. You've become, I guess your kids have left town and left you the kids for a day or two, huh?
Yep. Grandpa Jeff is watching them right now, and I'm Grandma and Grammy. I love it. I'll take it every day of the week.
My wife has adopted her nickname for all the grandkids now is Gigi. Grandma Griffin, they call her Gigi.
In fact, I
bought her a shirt that says Gigi, and it has all the kids, grandkids' names listed on it. But she loves that. And I am Pops or Pop-Pop, depending on which grandkid you ask.
Sweet. I love grandkids. They're the best. They're really the best.
Okay, before we get into Pi Day a little bit, I'm going to tell you about some deals and why today is Pi Day and everything. I got to do this first. So, Ernie, who handles and deals with our friends over at Tuacon, the accounts and everything, said, hey, they told me I could give away some tickets to tonight's concert of the Temptations. And I'm like, well, the Temptations, like a tribute band. No, these are the Temptations. Dr. Otis Williams, original founder of the Temptations, and a bunch of his friends are getting together to sing some of their great songs. Like, let me see, Just My Imagination, My Girl, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Treat Her Like a Lady. Yeah, Temptations at Tuacon tonight in concert. I've got three pairs of tickets, so I'm going to give away one pair right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mello's going to answer the phone. What caller number, Mello?
Three.
Caller number three right now for two tickets to the Temptations concert tonight at Tuacon. 673-5890. 673-5890. We'll be giving away two more pairs of tickets during the course of the show today. So hang in there. I'm turning Mello's microphone down right now so she can answer the phone calls. While I talk a little bit about, first of all, this text. The texters are getting better. The spammers, you know, the fishers, the ones that are trying to get your attention, your name, your number, your everything. This is one I got yesterday, okay? And then they followed it up. So they're getting better. Here's a text I got. This is from a 628 area code. I don't even know where that is. Somebody can look that up. 628 area code. Anyway, it said, hey, I'll be retiring in a while, and I'd like to get a puppy to keep me company. Do you have any good recommendations, Judy? Now remember, this is a text to me. I'm planning to travel in late spring, but I'm not sure where to go. Do you have any good recommendations, Judy, for the second time? If you have time, we could go together. So I did not respond. I'm not going to respond. In fact, my wife likes to do the whole report junk thing, and I'll probably do that too after I'm done here. But so that was yesterday afternoon. Last night, right before bed, another one. Hey, Judy, what are you busy with? Didn't you receive the message I sent you, Judy? I'm still waiting for your reply. Please respond to me as soon as you see the message, Judy. So these spammers, not only are they like, I mean, there is a very tiny, tiny piece of my mind that says maybe they really are trying to get a hold of someone named Judy and they just typed a number in wrong and I should be answering them. But the truth of the matter is I really believe this is a one of those phishing texts, and they call me Judy like four times and they want me to just give them any kind of response, and I'm not going to do the dignity of responding to them. And Mello's back with us. Who's our winner, Mello?
Ken K.
Who, Ken?
Ken.
All right, Ken, congratulations. And, yeah, you'll be receiving those e-tickets through your email later on today. So, Mello, they're getting good, these fishers, these texters that are trying to get your business and steal from you and everything. And this one, to have one and then a follow-up one, calling me Judy the whole time, it did create this little seed of doubt, like maybe it's an older person trying to get a hold of Judy and they're unhappy that I'm not answering them. But there's no way, right? I mean, 628 area code? I don't even know where that is.
No, you need to let me run that through my Forewarn for you, and we can try and find out. That's what I do when I get numbers, is I run it through my app. It's Forewarn. You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But it helps you know, like, a little bit about the person. And if it doesn't have, like, an actual person on it, then I know it's probably a scam, and I just ignore it.
Yeah. Well, I would say the 99.5% of me thinks this is a phishing scam, but there is that 0.5% that is like, maybe it's somebody real, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
I actually almost got scammed by those people. Do you remember when they were calling saying they were from the Washington County Sheriff's Department?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They even gave a name, right? A deputy's name?
Yeah, they gave me a deputy's name and had me on the phone for like 45 minutes. I was so angry. I had so much to do that day. Mm. And he like really had me believing, but I was like, this can't be real. I'm like, I'm going to go down to the sheriff's office. And he said, if you get in your car and leave where you're at, ma'am, I'm going to call out the deputies to come get you. I'm like, let's see who gets to the sheriff's office first. And I beat him to the sheriff's office.
Preying upon your fear, wasn't he? Yeah.
It was awful. And that's so scary. I did talk to several people that actually were scammed by that. Somebody's husband actually sent them $1,500. So it was a legit scam. And they had the number, so when you called back, it sounded like it was the Washington County Sheriff's Office.
Wow.
The number they gave you. That's so wild. It was terrible.
All right, let's talk about today a little bit. She didn't know, but it is the 14th of March, 314. That is the abbreviation for pi, which is 3.1415926535, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on for infinity, apparently.
That's impressive. You knew that.
Well, I read it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew that in your head. Wow.
I knew the 159 after that. 3.14159, I knew. But then the other numbers after that, I'm like, nah, why bother?
Okay.
But abbreviated and rounded down, it is 3.14, which 314 is today, and that's why I guess we always need a day of something. Today is National Pi Day. Now, the good news is a lot of restaurants are putting pie or something related to pie on sale because it's Pi Day. For instance, Blaze Pizza. We have Blaze here in town. Blaze will let you order one pizza and get the second pizza for the price of pie, $3.14.
Oh, that's clever.
Pizza. Let's see who else we got. Mountain Mike's. If you're a rewards member, you get a free mini pizza with the purchase of just a drink.
Nice.
So we buy a drink, get a free pizza. Papa John's, exclusively on Pi Day. Papa John's reward members who purchase a large or extra large pizza can get a second of equal or lesser value for $3.14. Nice. Papa Murphy's also has a deal going. Let's see. Pizza Hut has a deal. Pizza Hut has a new charcuterie board, right? You know those boards, the cheese and meats and stuff? Well, Pizza Hut's like, we're going to put a bunch of breadsticks and pizza slices and stuff on it. And for Pi Day, they're introducing their new pizza charcuterie board. It's $25, but it includes two pizzas, 8 boneless wings, and a variety of sticks and dips to go on the charcuterie board.
That sounds like a fun Friday night, though.
And remember, we had a Village Inn here in town over there on River Road, and they tore it down. And so we don't have a Village Inn anymore. I know you looked it up. There's like 4 left in the state of Utah.
There are, yes.
But Village Inn does have a free slice of pie with any entree and beverage. But apparently you have to go to Provo is the closest one?
Provo's the closest.
Yeah, that's too bad. And I think there's only one 7-Eleven in southern Utah, the one out in Hurricane, right?
Oh.
But this year, 7-Eleven is delivering a Pi Day deal that goes far beyond pizza. Says customers can purchase a whole pizza at 7-Eleven for $3.14, quesadillas for $3.14, and a chicken tender box for $3.14. So there you go.
Wow.
Pi Day deals all around. Basically, if they have pie, they're probably going to give you some kind of deal on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm contemplating whether it's worth a trip all the way up to Vail. I know they got snow, but the road's got to be clear at this point, right?
Oh my gosh, it's always worth it for Vail pie.
Vail pie, yeah.
I love Vail pie.
So good. And, you know, I did a story on this actually a while ago, but I don't really like sour cream. Like, my wife always serves sour cream with her Mexican food, but they have a lemon sour cream pie at Vail Pies. That it doesn't taste like sour cream. It tastes like, well, maybe if you took a little slice of heaven and threw in the utopia and a little bit of, you know, the perfect place. And that would be what it tastes like.
Yeah.
A little bit of those three things.
So. I'd never cooked with sour cream like that before. And I did as a dessert. And it had sour cream in the recipe for the Texas shortcake or shortbread and the frosting. And I didn't even think it was going to be really tasty. And it was so good.
Somehow it always comes back to food. Darn us.
We're foodites.
Yeah.
We're foodies. That's a good thing now. Yeah, it's trending.
All right. So how do you define happiness, Mello? If I said, what makes you happy? Is happiness, is that a short-term thing, like you're momentarily happy? Or is that happiness an overriding state of mind?
I think it's a state of mind, and I think it's a form of optimism. I think when you're more optimistic, then you're happier.
Okay. But what if you're optimistic, hey, this is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen? Would that shoot down your happiness?
No. I feel like I am genuinely most happy.
Okay.
I feel like for me, I'm mostly happy, and I'm laughing all day long, even when I'm by myself. Like, I think I just make funny things are funny to me that are kind of childish, I guess. And so I'm always laughing. Like, if I like trip or almost fall into a door, then I'm not mad. I'm laughing. I'm like, that is so funny. I wonder if anybody saw that, because that's pretty funny. Like,
somebody get that on video.
I know. I want to see that. I want to play back. Yeah, I think it's funny.
So, people know, I've talked about my wife on this show. She's one of the sweetest people in the whole world.
She's so
just
sweet.
An amazing lady. But she has this one, I don't know if it's even a flaw, but this one little quirk where if someone gets hurt but not injured, like she laughs and she can't stop letting, she laughs to the point of tears coming out of her eyes.
That is me too.
By example, we have this family story. So one time we were at my mom's house. This was up in New Harmony back when they lived up there. And my mom had this basket full of plastic apples. They were fake apples, but they looked pretty real.
Uh-huh.
And unbeknownst to my wife, one of the apples in the basket was made out of solid wood. All the rest were hollow plastic. So we're sitting around doing that, just talking and hanging out. And my wife thinks it would be funny to throw one of those plastic apples at my son, who at the time was about maybe 12 years old.
Oh, no.
And so she reaches in the basket and grabs an apple and chucks it at his head.
Oh.
Now, a hollow plastic apple, no big deal, right? Even if it hits him, no big deal. Well, she happened to, just by chance, grab the solid wooden apple.
Oh, man.
And she happened to, she's not a super accurate thrower, but this one time, she was perfectly accurate, and this wooden apple hit my son right upside the head,
wow.
And he wasn't concussed or anything, but it hurt a lot. And, of course, as soon as she found out that he was not, I mean, within seconds, she found out it was not an injury, but it just hurt.
Mm-hmm.
She started laughing.
Uh-huh.
And she started laughing. And she started laughing. And my poor son at 12 years old, he's like, what's wrong? My mom is laughing at me. I don't, you know, and that hurt. And she's laughing and she can't stop laughing. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, you ever laugh to that point
yes.
where you can't stop?
Yes. Yes.
And the tears start coming out of her eyes out of laughter. And that's actually kind of I have one story for each of my children of one time when their mother hurt them, but didn't injure them, and then laughed and laughed and laughed. So
yeah, I have that same quality.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's funny when people get kind of like hurt, but not too bad.
So back to happiness. Some people define happiness as having lots of money. Some people maybe joy in a marriage will make you happy. You know, someone that loves you, like great kids or whatever, or a big house. Maybe happiness comes from religion. Perhaps you get your greatest joy from, you know, spiritual relationships. So the financial website WalletHub attempted to qualify what happiness is by evaluating the U.S. states in three key areas. Area one, emotional and physical well-being.
Mm-hmm.
meaning are we depressed? Also, are we fat? Are we, you know, so that's category one. Number two, work environment. And in work environment, they took into account unemployment, happiness with where you work, how many hours you put in versus how many hours you take off, et cetera, et cetera. And then the third category was called community and environment. Mm-hmm. And community environment takes into account like volunteer rate, divorce rate, safety in travel or, you know, like a lot of traffic accidents, crime, et cetera, and ideal weather. Interestingly, Utah, but they don't really take into account this southwest corner here. They say, right. Well, Utah's weather is kind of bad, a lot of snow and stuff like that. But so do you want to guess where Utah finished in the top 50 rankings of the U.S. states in happiness quotient?
I would guess the top 10.
Okay, you're right.
I would guess the top 10.
You're right.
Let's say for grins and giggles, let's say 4.
No. Did you read my story?
No.
That's exactly it.
Stop it.
Utah is number 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. We're top 4.
Number 1 is understandable. Okay, Hawaii was ranked the happiest state. And it's like, well, yeah, you're in Hawaii. It's a paradise. Of course it's the happiest state.
Yes.
Right? But the number 2 and number 3, I'm a little bit confused about it. Maybe you can help me out here. Number 2 was Maryland. Number 3 was New Jersey.
There is no way that is true because I've been to both of those places.
I was in New Jersey as a missionary, and I'm telling you, I didn't see a lot of happy people there.
No, they're yelling at each other in the stores. Mm-hmm. They're mean. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true.
Now, there are people listening right now.
Sorry, I'm sorry. But in my experience, and Maryland, when I went to New Jersey, we went to buy a motorcycle, and my husband had to go to the store with this other guy, and he's like, "This was the craziest thing. There was a customer, and he was yelling at the other person that was running the store, and he was yelling back, and it was just fine, and they were just yelling, and it was the wildest thing." So in my mind, people in New Jersey yell.
Maybe it makes them happy.
Yeah. And Maryland, I was scared when I went to Maryland because we went to the Baltimore Aquarium, and it felt like there were... And I'm personally scared of homeless people, and I know that's a weird phobia for me to have. But I was scared because there were a lot of homeless people along the street where I was walking to the aquarium with my little children.
So I have some insight on Jersey. First of all, Jersey is actually two states. There's North Jersey and South Jersey. And even though it's one state, North Jersey is basically a suburb of New York City. South Jersey is basically a suburb, a bedroom community to Philadelphia. Mm. And... in South Jersey, it is like, I mean, really, it's like one giant subdivision from all the way up till midway through the state. It's just houses everywhere, parks, you know, freeways and everything. And so my wife is from there, and her mom and dad, I mean, she was raised there. They've been in New Jersey for decades. And so my wife does not really have the New Jersey tell it like it is all the time. Doesn't matter if it hurts people's feelings. She's not that way, but her mother was. Oh, my gosh.
As a son-in-law, you know that firsthand.
She has passed away now. Okay. But when she was alive, she had no problem telling me when she thought I was wrong.
Okay.
Often. And in plain words.
Did she yell, though?
She wasn't a yeller. She would just say, "Hey, you're doing this wrong," or "Hey, this isn't right." Or the hard one, most of it was like, whatever, you know, I could deal with it. The hard one was when she would criticize our parenting.
Oh.
She would be like, "You're not supposed to do that, you know." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And unfortunately, she also was one of those that would read something on the internet, and no matter the source, she would immediately believe it.
That's me too.
And yeah, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. So anyway, I don't know if she was happy or not. I don't feel like a lot of New Jersey people are that happy, so I'm surprised it made the top 5.
Maybe they're rich, though, and that's their metric.
Well, that was part of it. When I talked about work environment, are you making enough to feel comfortable? Mm-hmm. The problem, though, in New Jersey is property taxes are out of this world. Mm-hmm. They pay so much money. In fact, my uncle and his wife moved from New Jersey back to Utah, and they lived in Jersey for more than a decade, maybe 2 decades, but... they could not, their house was paid off. They were still paying like $1,000 a month in property taxes.
You're
or $2,000 a month. Yeah, it was a lot of money. I want to say it was more than that. I think he said it was $100,000 a year in property taxes.
Stop it.
In New Jersey. Yeah, it was brutal. So anyway, Utah did really well in 2 of the 3 categories. They were number 1 in work environment and in community and environment. Utah, however, did not do well in the 3rd category, the emotional and physical well-being category. Utah, unfortunately, scored very, very badly in percentage of people who have depression and percentage of people who commit suicide, and life expectancy is lower in Utah than it is in other states. So,
Do you have any ideas on why that is?
I know Utah is really like number one in the nation in prescription, what do they call it? The drugs that the happy
antidepressants.
Drugs. Yeah, antidepressants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're number one in the nation in those. And it kind of makes me go, which they say, a lot of those say, do not stop this medication without consulting a doctor because it may cause suicidal thoughts.
And I'm like, and that's valid. Okay. That's valid. I have three daughters on antidepressants, mm-hmm. and it's true. A couple of them have been suicidal, and it's probably because of medication.
So even though we did well in the other two categories, we ended up fourth because of that. We were 27th out of 50 states in that one category, the physical and emotional well-being. So I think we would have been number one or two if I don't know if anybody could have caught Hawaii, but we would have been one or two, maybe number two, if we had not done badly in that one category. So.
Right, but it still makes me think about what is the cause in Utah that's making people feel like they aren't enough. Like that's probably part of why they're depressed.
Well, interestingly, after the break here, we're going to talk a little bit about marriage and mating and being with one person, mm-hmm. and maybe that's part of it. I don't mm-hmm. know. Utahns tend to get married really young, you know, mm-hmm. missionaries right after they get home, girls mm-hmm. sometimes right out of or even in high school. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, you know, these girls that get married really young when they're in their, say, late 30s or 40s, they are on all kinds of antidepressants. Maybe it's because they've been trapped with this,
right.
I don't know, in this
somebody
marriage
they selected when they were 18. Like, yeah. I got married the day after I graduated from high school the
there
first time.
There you go,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Were you in Utah then?
I was in Arizona.
Arizona, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I don't, you know, I try to be sensitive to my wife and because she was 19 when we got married. She was 18 when we got engaged. So she got married really young.
Yes,
and I try to
did.
Say, look, are you happy? If you're not happy, is there anything I can do to help make you happy? And, but she is happy, fortunately.
That's
thank
good.
Goodness.
You're a lucky man.
I am a lucky man. But, you know, a lot of women especially are on those antidepressants in Utah.
I don't know. Also, I just think of standards for religion and community.
A lot of pressure.
Right? There's a lot of pressure to mm-hmm. do everything right, especially as a young mom.
Yeah.
Like, I had a lot of responsibility when I had, you know, 5, 6 little kids running around.
Yeah. I'm also going to talk, we're also going to talk a little bit about something somewhat controversial, hair color. No, oh. I'm serious. It's going to lead somewhere. Trust
okay.
me on this one.
Love it.
Right now, though, we've got to get a weather break in. As I go to weather, again, another pair of tickets to see the Temptations tonight at TuaCon. Free tickets. Two tickets to go see the Temptations tonight. This is not the Temptations tribute band. This is the real deal. The Temptations, Dr. Otis Williams and company, again, tonight at TuaCon. I've got two tickets to give away right now. 673-5890, and Mello is going to take caller
number one. Let them
number
win.
One. All right. First person to call gets the tickets to the Temptations.
Yay,
as we go into weather. I had her mic still on this. She just awarded that.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back, 9:36 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin. Mello Finlinson is here as well. Hi, Mello.
Hello.
So we have a winner, Mello, of tickets to the Temptations. Earlier it was Ken, and now we have
Bonnie.
Way to go, Bonnie! Congratulations. I have two more tickets to give away. It's going to be in around 10 minutes from now or so. What you want to do is listen to us talking. And, when I ask for the phone call, then, you'll got to get a chance to win. They allowed me to have three pairs of tickets. We've given away two, one more to go. All right. Mello, first of all, before we get into this, I want to ask you the evolution of your hair color. What is your natural color?
It's brown.
Brown, okay.
And I never dyed it before. I was probably, like, in my mid-30s.
Okay, all right. And you dyed it because you just...
I wanted, like, the highlights. I just did, like, blonde highlights.
Yeah,
or I do, like,
cool.
Auburn highlights. I liked the chunky stuff a while ago. And now I've started to get, like, just a few grays. And so I do color it.
Wait, you're 49 and you only have a few grays?
Yes, I just have.
I'm impressed.
Sparkling, just a, like, 10. Like, just they come out of the top, just a couple.
That's actually pretty amazing.
But my mom didn't ever have really much gray at all. My sister, who's 55, had more gray than my mom, who was 75.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And so, your mom didn't color?
She didn't color. She had just a little tiny bit of gray.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing.
So I don't really dye my hair. I just do it for vanity right now, just to keep it less sparkly.
So I'm going to say something, and some people are not going to like this, but so last week, I went to a birthday party. It was a surprise party for someone, and it was cool. Everything was great, but we got to know this lady a little bit, and it came out during the course of our conversation that now when I say this lady, she's your age, mm-hmm. she's got two kids, mm-hmm. and she's having some real difficulties with her teenage daughter. Sneaking out, doing, you know, mm-hmm. doing illegal things, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it came out during the course of our conversation that she really liked to, not the daughter, the mom, she really liked to play with her hair color. And I'm like, oh, so what, you go blonde sometimes, you go brunette? No, she goes, no, I like pink and green and purple and mm-hmm. all these different colors.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, she's telling us about all her problems with her daughter. And there are people, again, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this from some people, but I believe once your kids start to see that the counterculture is okay with mom and dad, that they start thinking, if mom can make herself have pink hair, I can sneak out at night.
I think that has no correlation.
I know you're going to argue with me.
No correlation at all.
I think it's 100% correlated. This lady was coming to us with, because we raised five kids, coming to us with advice about what to do with her 15-year-old daughter who's being disobedient and doing things she didn't ask her, she's not supposed to do. And then she has a nose ring and she had pink hair and stuff. And I'm just like, I'm not going to say anything to her because this is, you know, beyond my responsibility to try to counsel this lady. But I truly believe if the parent decides to do something, drink alcohol, for instance, to color your hair weird, to have tattoos in prominent places, I believe that's going to make a child go, you know, if my parent can do strange stuff, so will I.
Don't you think that being an adult allows you to do things that you'd like to do that are legal? Like, there's no law against coloring your hair, and it's a form of expression. And
right.
I think it's fun. And if people want to have different color hair and kind of that's their opportunity to stand out, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I will say I was a lot more conservative with hair color when my kids were growing up, mm-hmm. my older kids were growing up. I didn't let them color their hair. But now that my daughter's 15 and I've been worn down for the last 30 years.
You're tired.
I'm tired. And if she wants to color her hair to express herself, then I do take her. And she's had purple hair. She's had black raccoon stripes in her hair.
Well,
like, it's expression.
Think about the power of example, though, for your kid. What do your kid looks to you? You are, every one of my kids is, hey, who's your hero? My dad's my hero, especially my son. My dad is my hero. Now, what if dad was out getting drunk every weekend? Or what if dad lived in Colorado and ate cannabis gummies all the time? Or what if dad had a face tattoo or a nose ring or weird hair? Don't you think the kid is going to go, okay, so my hero does all this stuff. I want to be like him. I'm going to do stuff too.
I have to disagree again.
Okay, no, that's good. You
I
can disagree.
Feel like, so I've been pretty much a Molly Mormon my whole life, right? And then when I got divorced, my viewpoints shifted a little bit. I had more of like a more open view on people. I wasn't as judgy. I was like live and let live.
Wait, did you just say I was judgmental?
Yes.
I think you just said that.
I may have inadvertently said that, but it is kind of true.
You do know I have control of your microphone.
You can turn me down.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't see that word gets thrown around so much, judgmental. All I'm saying is, look, you're asking me for advice on why your 15-year-old is acting out. It is my belief that you gave her permission to act out by acting out yourself, by being countercultural. By being different. If you want your kid to be good and not different and normal and obey, then you do the same thing. Your kid is going to look at you and then do what you do.
Okay, so
I'm not judging her. All I'm saying is, you want to know why your kids was acting out? Well, look at yourself.
Okay, so I have a daughter who's been acting out, like your acquaintance's daughter's mm-hmm. been acting out. She is also 15, and I've been doing pretty much everything conservatively, and I feel like she looked at me and she said, I want to be the exact opposite of what that is, and that's why I'm going to do these things. So I don't want to go to church. I want to get a nose ring. I want to color my hair. I want to hang out with friends.
But you just said you're tired and you allow more stuff than you used to.
I allow her to color her hair. I did not allow her to get a nose ring. And she went and had a friend pierce her nose. What is that? Like when they look like a cow? Like
the septum.
Yeah. Yeah. So she did do that like in somebody's bathroom. She did do that. So she has been doing things she's not supposed to do that I don't condone, but I don't think hair color caused her to.
No, but you, I mean, your situation is different because you unfortunately got cheated on, and you had, mm-hmm. you know, your children saw what happened to you.
Yeah.
And it, through no fault of your own, as far as I can tell, you got kind of screwed over.
Yeah.
No pun intended at all.
Sure,
you got hosed. And so, to me, that's an extenuating circumstance. I don't think the situation is the same as the lady that I was talking to, because she's been married to the same guy. Mm-hmm. They've raising two kids together, and so to me, that's a little bit different, right? But also, you have a little bit more different lifestyle than I do. So mm-hmm. I mean, you have family members that are not like any of my family members. And I'm not going to go into any more detail on that, but they're very different than my family members.
Yeah.
That being said, I haven't lived a sheltered life. I have my older brother committed suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's something I think about every single day. It's not like mm-hmm. I'm Peter Priesthood and haven't had my eyes open to the realities of the world, because I have. But I don't know. I'm not going to say this is a hill I'm going to die on. You know, I hate that phrase anyway, but this is something I truly believe, that if this lady wanted to know more why this girl was acting out, well, you kind of gave her permission to act out, because you acted out too.
I think we'll disagree to disagree, but okay. I think that everybody is, it depends on how early, I guess, you let your kids have more autonomy, because I think I gave my daughter a little more autonomy earlier than I did with my other kids. So maybe that's why I'm seeing some of these choices in her youth versus like some of the other kids that made terrible choices when they were a little older.
I think that, and by the way, I'm getting blown up text-wise here. A lot of people texting me.
Yeah, that's fair. There's a lot of comments on
this. Agreeing and disagreeing, by the way.
Oh.
Here's the first one. I absolutely agree with you, Andy. Monkey see, monkey do. Okay. There's one.
Okay.
I'm tattooed and drink, I swear, and I have no hair. My girls are angels and do great in school and just
call me
Goofy.
That's
if one wants a tattoo, I'll take them at 18, and if they're 21, I'll take them to Vegas. The more you smother your kids with your beliefs, the more they want to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think that's true.
I don't think that's true, but...
It's everybody gets their own opinion, and that's awesome.
What does smother mean anyway? I don't think I've ever smothered my kids. I just let them know what I believe and then let them decide for themselves. I used to
smother my older kids. I was all up in their business because I was not working. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was on their phones. I was checking their bags before they went to school, make sure they didn't have any stuff I didn't want them to have in their bags. Like I was all up on their business.
So let me ask you this, and I already know the answer that you're going to say because you're doing something similar. When my kids got cell phones, now see, I raised my kids kind of right at the beginning of the cell phone, smartphone revolution.
I did too.
But I made my kids sign a contract to me and said, look, here are the rules of the house. And in order to keep this phone, you need to keep the rules of the house. And then I had them sign a contract. And mm-hmm. so one time when I went to take my son's phone away because he was doing things that I didn't think he should have been doing, he said, you can't do that. And I'm like, well, look right here. See that right there on the bottom there? That's your signature. And you said you would do these things to keep mm-hmm. your phone that I was paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't believe that was smothering him with anything. He wanted a phone so bad that he did sign the thing mm-hmm. that said he would keep these rules. And then he broke the rules and I took the phone away. By the way, only temporarily, only for like 5 days or something.
Yeah.
But
I think that's good parenting what you did. I do.
But some would say, oh, you're smothering your child. You're taking away their freedoms.
Yeah, no. I don't think I allowed much space for my children, my older children, to make mistakes. Mm. I think I was preventing the mistakes by just by being so in their business.
Yeah.
So I've kind of taken a little bit of a step back, because if my daughter's going to make these mistakes, I want to be there to kind of guide her through it instead of having her be out on her own and flop.
Let me say this right up front. I am so glad I'm not rearing children anymore because it is getting more, to me, it's getting more and more complicated. Mm-hmm. There are more pitfalls and more landmines and more things that can, you know, derail a child. I mean, just the phones alone, you know, how much freedom do you give them on a phone?
I limit the app time is what I do.
Yeah.
And that's been helping. And I think
didn't have to do that when my kids were little, you know?
I know. And I didn't limit it before because I didn't realize what a danger it was.
Yeah.
But I think that's where she got a lot of her progressive ideas and ideologies, and where she's formed a lot of opinions about Israel and Hamas. And like, she's very,
oh boy,
she's very informed. But the things she's informed on are all swinging one way. And so she's adopting those opinions.
Informed in air quotes, because you can be informed if you're only taking one side, but you read a lot of stuff on that side. Then,
right, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So she's hard to argue with because she thinks she knows it all, and you don't. A person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. So,
I had this rule in my house for my daughters. There were two rules, and they hated them. I don't think they hated them, but they couldn't believe that they had to follow these rules. One was that you are welcome to dye your hair any color where a real hair would, any color that a real hair would be, which means you could dye it blonde, you could dye it brown, you could dye it orange, you know, red, whatever. But there was no purple and green and pink and stuff, because that's not the real color of hair. That one, the other one that one they didn't hate so much, because I don't think they ever really had a desire to go too strange. But the other one they really hated, I guess the trend, not I guess, I know the trend is you buy jeans that already have holes in them. I told them, I said, I am never going to pay for pants that already have holes in them. If I'm paying for the pants and you're going to wear them in this house, they have better, the only holes in them better be because you fell on the ground and made a hole accidentally. Oh,
but they're so cool. Oh, they hated that. I have holes in my pants right now.
They hated that. I know. And if I'd have seen them, I'd have said, hey, by the way, you got a hole in your pants.
I'd say they're my pants for Sunday because they're holy.
Man, we are running out of time. It's 10 minutes to 10 o'clock, and I still have a pair of tickets to the Temptations to give away for tonight's show over at Tuacon. So if you will call right now and caller number two at 673-5890, 673-5890. Go see the Temptations. And again, this is not a Temptations tribute band. These are the real guys, Dr. Otis Williams and company, the Temptations, in concert tonight at Tuacon, 673-5890. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy, 953 on KDXU. Mello, do we have a winner?
Robert S. And I am so sorry for everybody else that called. We didn't get tickets for, because a lot of people wanted to go.
I know.
So
the phone lines went crazy.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry we couldn't have one for everyone.
So let's see. Robert and Ken and Bonnie are three winners to go see the Temptations tonight. I wish I was going. I actually called my wife. And I said, hey, I think I can secure us some tickets to go see the concert tonight. And she goes, dear. Like, yeah, that usually means I screwed up. She said, we're babysitting the grandchild tonight. Oh. We can't go anywhere till after 8 o'clock.
Grandpa duty.
Yes, grandpa duty is in. And the granddaughter that is staying with me right now loves Mr. Potato Head. Mm-hmm. She just absolutely loves it. And there's nothing greater in the world to have her sit on my lap or sit by her on the floor and just play Mr. Potato Head for hours on end. It's so fun.
Oh my gosh. So I got this coolest thing from my mom when she passed, and it's a card catalog from an actual library.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do at their house, is I took each of the drawers, my dad and mom did this too, and I fill them with toys. so the grandkids can go over there and open each of the drawers, and there's like a whole bunch of cars in ones, train tracks.
So they pull like way out?
They pull all the way out, yeah. So they're having the blessed time. They're like, the toys are in the drawers.
By the way, the rest of the story on my daughters, they both have been out on their own now for some time. My one daughter, my youngest daughter, is actually married. My older daughter has been up at college, and she went on a mission, and she went away to study abroad in Spain. But neither one of them ever did get weird hair color, number one. But both of them now wear jeans with holes in them.
Yeah, because they're cool, Andy.
Now they're on their own.
They're cool, yeah. Yeah, my daughters, I have two daughters. Actually, three of my daughters dye their hair. One of them dyed it. She has the most gorgeous red hair, like auburn red and tan skin. She's gorgeous. And I would never let her dye it brown because her hair was too pretty. So one of the first things she did when she left home was dye it brown. And then she said, "You were right, Mom.
You were right.
I was sorry."
How many times have we heard that as parents now that our kids are adults? You were right.
You were right.
You were right.
I know. And then sometimes I'm like, "Can I tell you I told you so?" She's like, "It's too soon. It's too soon, Mom."
I'm still hurting here, all right? Let me get over it first.
I know.
Okay, there's a couple of articles. We don't have a lot of time to talk about, so there's a couple of articles I want to refer people to that are good reads. There's a one on intellectualtakeout.org called "Is Marriage No Longer Worth It for Men?" And basically the idea is men, because they tend to lose on pretty much any kind of court cases when it comes to divorce, for instance, child support, custody battles, et cetera, men almost always lose. The numbers are staggering. It's like 80-something percent.
Can I tell you something my ex-husband said after we got divorced?
Okay, but let me finish first.
Okay. And,
so check out that article. Is Marriage No Longer Worth It for Men on intellectualtakeout.org. The other one is The War on Mating is by Paul Rosenberg on freemansperspective.com. So, okay, now, what did your husband say?
He said, my ex-husband said he never thought I was good at chess until we got divorced.
Ooh. No longer playing checkers, baby.
No, baby, I win checkmate.
All right, we got 3 minutes. I did want to get your opinion on this. So, when I went to Europe this summer, I was so impressed with the architecture. The simplest, cheapest houses had these beautiful, beautifully designed buildings. It was so pretty. And I know coming back to the United, I mean, we put a lot of pride in our yards and maybe spend more time on the interior of the house. But I was frustrated with the idea that when I came back here, there aren't really a lot of pretty buildings in the United States. And as a realtor, what is your take on all that?
Well, I think the builders are just trying to get the product done and they're just slapping them up there. Quick side note, like on my house, I've had some issues with it in the last week or so. I'm doing a little bit of fixing up one of the rooms and found termites in the wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And what is interesting is they just literally have the studs up and then they put, this house was built in the 80s. Just like the press board behind it. And then they put the stucco against that press board. There's nothing else. It's almost, I'm like, my house is like a trailer. Like, there's just no pride in building with all of the amazing things. Like, I know what you're talking about. Like, all of the things on the outside of the building that make it look gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the craftsman style homes.
Statues and trellises and carvings.
Yes.
And there's none of that here. Not none of it. There's not very much of that
There's
here.
Limited amounts. And I think it's just because Americans maybe were just like, just get the job done. What do we need to do? We need to have the four walls. We need to have the windows. We need to have just very utilitarian, unfortunately.
Yeah. There are not really any lawns in Europe. So you could say, well, they spend all their money in making the outside of their house pretty because there's no lawns. But I don't know. I mean, it seems like to me you would want to have a prettier house.
Yeah, I guess.
And a small lawn.
I would want to know, are the new builds that are going up in Europe, are they still reflecting that old architecture?
I think they are. And I think they have actually a code built in that your new building needs to enhance, not enhance, but not take away from the current looks of the neighborhood.
Okay. See, they've got it worked into their codes.
They really
then.
Do. Yeah. I think that's important. I just, you know, and I talked about this last summer, but I really feel like we need to take a little more pride in the outside of our homes and how they look. And, you know, even in, my wife's from New Jersey, and even in New Jersey, they at least, every house was it was neat. It was trimmed. There, you didn't see mm-hmm. pieces of like an old toilet or a broken down car or whatever out in the side yard. No, everything was neat and trim. And
yeah, pride of ownership.
So, yeah, we need more of that, don't
Agreed.
We?
Agreed.
Congratulations again to our winners, Bonnie, Ken, and
Robert,
for going to the Temptations tonight. I wish I was going with you, but I got grandpa duty. I'm okay with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mello, we're out of time. Thanks for coming on today. Great
Thanks.
To talk to you. We will be back on Monday. Special guest on Monday. We'll let you know who it is, but we'll let you know who it is on Monday morning. Talk to you then.